expect a low 70. Thursday, cloudy with a chance of showers, high 84.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hello, Duval, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Carl Parnell in the house from Homeowners Financial Group.
Well, hello, Anita. Thank you for having me today. Thanks for letting me come in.
Yes. And we have Kurt Stein. Welcome back, Kurt, from HouseScanFL.com.
Thank you very much. It's been about a year since I've been on the show.
Thank you for having me back. You've had so many things going on. You got married and, you know, doing stuff with the in-laws now and then vacationing, of course, because of the honeymoon period.
Yep.
And then you've been bombarded with work.
Exactly.
So all good things.
Yep. It's been a great year.
It's been a great year for you. Mm-hmm. And so congratulations on all the good stuff. And, of course, I wish you and Stephanie the best.
Thank you.
The best on your journey. You guys are going to
hopefully she's listening right now.
I know. I'm sure she is. I'm sure she is. She was a great girlfriend and I'm sure a super wife. So, yeah, you're lucky. You caught a good one, a good family and everything.
Yep.
On both sides.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen very often. Right? There's usually, you know, but you guys are awesome people. So we're thrilled for you. And, we've got AJ in the house, as usual.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Hey, it's Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Oh,
wow. Si, señor.
All right. Drive carefully.
All my people.
Drive carefully.
That's right. All my people out there, happy Cinco de Mayo. And so we have a little trivia.
Oh, yes.
We do. Because Carl Parnell is in the house. And everybody knows when Carl's in the house, we're going to have some trivia.
Mr. History.
But this one is going to be more on Cinco de Mayo. So... what is our Cinco de Mayo question?
Well, why do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Significant historical fact surrounds Cinco de Mayo?
If somebody knows that,
some people think they know it.
Some people think they know it. Give us a call here at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. I might just have something for you if you give us a call.
Do they get extra credit if they can pronounce everything correctly?
I won't hold that. Yeah, maybe we will give them extra credit, a little extra bonus.
Some of us gringos out there may have a little difficulty.
Yes. But, give us a call if you know that answer. Why is there a celebration for Cinco de Mayo, my people from
Mexico? Yeah, you'd have to call 904-831-0600. Now, if you're wondering where you call, 904-831-0600 if you'd like to take a stab at that.
Yes. And meanwhile... we've got a few numbers, monthly numbers here. Actually, these are March 2021 because they're always behind about a month or so. So, you know, overall, we mentioned last week on the show that home sales are up about 11%. And so you can imagine that here in Duval, they're about 16%. So we're above the average here just in Northeast Florida alone. That's pretty remarkable. Also, there's a change in closed sales. Closed sales have increased 15.2% that month, and the medium sales price has increased 12.7%. And you're going to love this. Inventory is a negative 60%.
Wow. That we do feel it, don't we, when you're out there looking?
We do feel it.
Yes.
We do feel it. But... everyone knows what the market is. It's like, I really don't even have to remind you all. I mean, we feel the pain. And us as realtors, we definitely feel your pain. And it is frustrating right now. But you know what? If you have, there's a lot of good realtors out here. If you have somebody good on your side, like myself, we try to make the process very pleasant for you. And we do our best to obviously get your offers accepted in this tough market. And the listing that I mentioned last week, of course, it was gone in a couple of days. We're under contract right
now.
That's
great. Congratulations.
Yes, home inspection is tomorrow from the buyer. So hopefully that will go fine. And if it doesn't, hopefully we can negotiate it, which I'm sure we will. And I've got another listing coming up, hopefully next couple of weeks from a listener. Oh. And
fantastic.
The last one was from a listener, and we've got another one coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So don't forget, if you call me, I give you a deal on commission if you mention the show. And you guys are special to me. And so if I can put a little more money back in your pocket in this market that goes quick, and you can have some representation and have an advocate in your corner, that is fantastic.
Well, the thing I'm seeing is that it's persistence. You know, we talk about we do not have inventory. It's because it's like the days of the early COVID where you can't find toilet paper. Same thing with the house. It goes on the market, but somebody comes by and buys it quickly. Yes. So you have to move quickly.
And it's in my closet.
but yeah, you have to turn around and grab it as soon as.
And so we have a call from Blake. Blake.
Hello, Blake. Is this me? Yes. It's me.
How can I help you?
I'm here.
Yes.
Okay, so I was calling in about that question that you posed a minute ago about the Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. What is the answer?
Okay, so, the question was, what was it celebrating? And I believe it was where the Mexicans were victorious beating the French in a fight.
That's correct.
In a battle.
You got it.
And a lot of people think it was something totally different, but that's what it was.
Yeah, most people think it's an Independence Day similar to July 4th, but it's actually commemorating a battle between the French and the Mexicans in May 5th, 1862.
That's awesome, Blake. Stay on the line. Stay on the line because AJ is going to get your information, and I'm going to send you a gift. Okay, so stay on the line. Okay. And then we've got Mike on the line, and I want to know.
Yeah, well, he's actually... They're all looking for the same answer.
I know, but okay. let's right. get Mike on the right. line.
Hang on, guys.
Hey, Augustine, that
is this Mike? Mike? Oh, no. Did we lose Mike? I guess we lost Mike. Oh.
Got him.
Hello, okay. Mike.
Hello.
Are you there?
That was the correct answer. However, it was Napoleon French and... Napoleon II, actually Napoleon Jr., lost. And interestingly enough, the Mexican army did, in fact, throw the French out. But simultaneously, I believe you'll find, if you check your dates, we're engaged in the Civil War.
Correct.
In the United States.
Yeah, 1862. So, right.
So your other caller was absolutely correct. Just a little trivia note, it was Napoleon Jr., who threw out the French. And the French typically get thrown out of everything anyway. They're just sort of nice people.
good wine and good food, though. You got to give them credit for that.
That's awesome.
They're good at French fries and beignets.
Well, that's perfect.
I don't have much to say about the French.
We're going to keep you on the line, Mike, so we can get a gift out to you. And AJ will get your information. Thank you so much for calling in. So very good. Some people around here know their history, that's for sure. So a lot of people think it is the 4th of July, but there you go.
And a disclaimer, they're not related to me at all.
Yes. Well, we were talking stats. And so to give you an example here, closed sales for the month of March, we had 3,292 closed sales. And that's an increase of about 16%. The average sales price, $344,000.
Wow.
Yes.
We like that. I can remember when
that
you could
get an almost an increase, guys, of 20% here in Northeast Florida. So we are killing it up here.
I remember it was around 200,000 not too many years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So stay with us. We're going to be right back here on WBOB.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. We'll be right back with the gang. Just hang on right here at WBOB.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand, RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I have Carl Purnell from Homeowners Financial Group and Kurt Stein from HouseScanFL.com for home inspections. So, Carl, tell us what's going on. What is new in your arena for lending money?
Well, right now we're seeing rates creep up ever so slightly, but not as much as we had expected. Now, we expect more changes during the summer when we start getting information about inflation. But the Fed right now is holding fast, so rates haven't impacted too terribly much. We're also watching what the Biden administration is proposing with two assistance programs that are out there that are on the way. One is a tax credit that you get when you file your taxes. Another one is actually money at the table. but it has certain restrictions involving income, your ethnicity, and if your family's ever owned a home before. So there's some things that are coming down the pipe that should be hitting pretty soon.
So what does that mean?
Well, it's one of the proposals is $15,000, give money provided to the consumer if the person who is applying for it is an indigenous people, or what we used to call in the old days Indians or Native Americans, then you'd have people of color, you know, Hispanic or African American, and they have not owned a home before, and their parents have not owned a home before, or if they did, they lost it to foreclosure. So that's one of the proposals that are out. And then there's another one that's basically if you're a first-time home buyer, you can get another $15,000, I believe it is, as a tax credit to lower your tax liability. So there's a couple of things that the Biden administration are proposing.
Okay. And, you know, we're going to be talking about, that's why we have Kurt here with HouseScan, is we're going to be talking about, you know, when I go out and show you homes, you know, we go in there, and of course, I'm more like Vanna White. Okay, I'm the one that's going, look at the beautiful cabinets, look at the great bathroom, oh, look at the great flooring. Okay, so, you know, I'm kind of a Vanna White. We're going to pick
out. You wear those long dresses and everything?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
I do that. Totally. And so we're there to show you the highlights of the house. But, you know, sometimes we forget, you know, we're showing you three or four homes when we're taking you out. But it's also real important as a buyer to keep your eyes open. And me as your real estate agent also to pick out some things that might be obvious that need repairing. So that way, when we're showing you homes, you can pick the best home of the day, the best home of the group. It's kind of like weeding out the herd, if you will. You know, I'm going to show you four homes. You're going to go, after we leave a house, we're going to sit in the car and go, okay, what did you think of that? And right away, some people will go, no, that's definite no. So we crumble up, you know, the MLS sheet and we throw it in the wastebasket. And we go to the next house. But part of showing you the home is not just showing you all the good points and being a Vanna White. It's also picking out, you know, the roof looks like it's a little bit old. Or we go in the house and we might see that there was a roof leak. It could be old. It could be a week old. We don't know. But that's why we do the home inspections. But as a consumer, you also want to have those extra eyes open. And so what I'm asking you, Kurt, is put yourself in a consumer position.
Sure.
And what should they be looking for when they're going through the house when I'm showing them? You know, that might be obvious that they could either weed it out or say, you know, this might cost me too much money. Let's go on to the next house and take a look at that one. And so that way they can compare maybe expense or, you know, we know they're going to get a home inspection. That's a give me. But we want to make sure that they pick the best home for their value.
Sure.
So how can they do that?
Yeah. There's a lot of items that come to mind. For me and for most home buyers, it's usually the big four plus foundation. So that's roof, plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, and then foundation and structure. So I'll start with foundation and structure first. So what I would say, and a lot of this stuff, it takes a trained eye, you know, to become a home inspector. And a lot of folks might not be able to discern whether or not something's an issue or not. And that's why you get a home inspection. But a couple of things that are going to just be easy right off the bat might be, so for foundation and structure, if you're walking through the house and it feels like a fun house, you know, you're kind of walking from side to side and the floors aren't level, or you see big cracks through the wall, that's probably a good sign that there's been some structural movement or some foundation settlement.
So sometimes, you know, just carrying a marble or even
that's a great idea.
Even a tennis.
Golf ball, tennis ball.
Exactly.
Marble. Yep. So, yeah, if you have one of those in the car from the kids, then bring that with you in the showings, roll it across the floor. If it, you know, rolls straight, then you're probably in good shape. But if it, you know, and a little bit of floor unlevelness isn't the biggest, issue in the world.
Sometimes you can expect that.
But you want to protect yourself. And if you get a foundation contractor to come out, there's a good chance that those repairs could be pricey. So you just want to be aware of that.
Yes. And you know what's important too of that? You know, we don't see that too much in the newer homes. And
sure.
So if you go into a newer home and find it, then we really probably have an issue. But, you know, when we're in Riverside or Avondale, you know, we kind of have an expectation that those floors are going to have a little give. You know, it's kind of like that's a lot of times that's why people buy down there. They,
yep.
they look for those kind of quirky homes.
And, yep, I agree.
You know, the old, it really shows the beauty of those homes because they're old. And so especially there, you know, you want to take that little golf ball and make sure that it's something not real obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, in those cases, most of the folks buying those houses realize that the house is going to be moving a little bit over the years. When we really raise the red flag is when windows and doors don't open up properly, or it really impacts the function of the house, right?
Correct.
Siding starts to open up, get water inside the walls, things like that. But if it's just a little bit of movement and some non-level floors, it's really not the biggest deal in the world. So a couple other items. So that's foundation and structure. So HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and roof. So a couple items on plumbing. So if it's an older house, probably built, you know, before 2000, there's a good chance that you have metal piping. And then on the drain piping, if it was built before 1980, you might have metal, drain piping. And so old metal piping tends to corrode. It, you know, gets blocked up. People tend to have issues. So what I would say is for the normal home buyer coming into a house, if you look at all the piping and it's all plastic, you should be in pretty good shape. Now, obviously, you know, that's not always the case, but that's a general good rule of thumb. If you see cream colored or white plastic piping, probably in good shape. If you see old, rusted, corroded piping, probably have some plumbing expenses down the road. Okay.
Right.
Let's
see. You know, there's galvanized plumbing. And, you know, again, those you might look at those items and go, okay, well, it might cost me this much or approximately this much. Through your home inspection, you can have them. There's some inspection companies that will have the equipment or they'll call a plumber out that can put a scope down there to take a look at those pipes to make sure there's no cracks in them. And so we did that over on the duplex in Jack's Beach because it did have older plumbing and the pipes were fine.
Cool.
So yeah, he paid a little extra money for that inspection to have them put the camera down there, but it was definitely worth it. It's peace of mind to know that he doesn't have to repair or rehab those, the plumbing completely replaced.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's worth, obviously, everyone knows I'm pro home inspection. Mm-hmm. And to do it even after you close, you know, I'm all for doing it yearly or every 2 years, do a home inspection. I've been in my house now for 2 years, so I'm going to be doing one soon. And it's always great to get that punch list and then tackle it. That way, when you go to sell your house, you don't have a huge list of repairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you're surprised when you get that punch list from the buyer side. Maintenance will always, always put more money in your pocket at the end.
I agree.
What are your guys' thoughts on a seller that's preparing to put their house up to have the inspection done completely so that they can have a smoother closing?
Well, we push that all the time. And it's... You know, in today's marketplace, it's really foolish not to have it because, again, with how things are moving quickly and stuff, it's always makes that process even go by even faster. Mm-hmm. And you can choose to, when the other side already knows what the issues are, it's just so much easier to
and you can command a better price because you know the house is ready to go.
Absolutely. And if they want to tackle and make those repairs, then they can do that as well.
True.
Before they put the home on the market. So they've got options, and options are always good. Stay with us. We've got more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600.
And congratulations to Blake Sutton of Green Cove Springs and Mike of St. Augustine. They're both winners this afternoon.
Yay!
On the Cinco de Mayo trivia. That was good.
Radio
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. United States Trade Representative Catherine Tai announced the government's position in a Wednesday statement amid World Trade Organization talks over easing global trade rules to enable more countries to produce more of the life-saving vaccines. Tai says, quote, "The administration believes strongly in intellectual property protections, but in service of ending this pandemic, supports the waiver of those protections for COVID-19 vaccines. But she cautions that it'll take time to reach the required global consensus to waive the protections under WTO rules." On Wall Street, the Dow up by 97 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 51, the S&P up by 2. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Governor DeSantis signing two bills into law he says collectively will make meaningful improvements to state accountability when it comes to early learning programs that thousands of Floridians rely on annually. DeSantis also announced details about a special election to fill the late Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings' seat. The governor said those looking to run for the seat will need to qualify by the first week of September. A primary election will follow on November 2nd, with January 11th being the target date for the general election. We're working to get an update on the condition of two girls injured in an ATV crash in Baker County. The Florida Highway Patrol says a 14-year-old girl was driving an ATV with two others aboard when she lost control, causing it to overturn. The 14-year-old girl and a 9-year-old girl suffered serious injuries. Back as a AAA team, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp winning their opening day game in front of a sellout crowd. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash on I-95 northbound before the Fuller Warren Bridge. Also, there's an accident on the West Beltway 295 northbound before Normandy Boulevard. And there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound before Collins Road. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 70. Thursday cloudy with a chance of showers, high 84.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed with the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat, it takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Congratulations to all of the graduates from Z the Founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street. Z Best Tunis Restaurant with the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z Best The Original.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we've got Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group and Kurt Stein from HouseScanFL.com, great home inspection company. And Carl.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that since we're talking about repairs, I know that FHA has some things that are required and VA has some things that are a must.
Right.
And that a lot of times when the appraiser goes through the house, he might document these things.
Very
and
true.
It is mandatory that we get those repaired.
And what are some of those items for FHA and VA?
Well, VA, one of the things most people forget is it needs a stove. You have to be able to cook your food. They don't care how you wash them or if you store them, but there has to be a stove there. You have to have 5 years left on the roof. You cannot have any bare floors. Some of the trends now is just painted concrete flooring. They want floor coverings. You're required to have a wood-destroying organism, or we use the term WDO.
Yeah.
That's required on every VA loan.
A termite inspection. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So those are required, and then you want to make sure everything is functional. So that's really the basics on a VA. FHA does not require the cook stove, requires 2 years on the roof versus five. Now, when we get into roofs, though, this is the lending part, not the insurance. We wanted to disclose that because insurance is actually tougher on a roof.
It is. It all changed this past year. So exactly. Really anything less than 5 years of life will not be insurable.
Exactly.
So for most companies, I think there's going to be some companies that might provide coverage, but they're pretty few and far between at this point.
And you're going to pay the premium.
You're going to pay. Exactly.
Yeah, because, there might be a few still out there, but yeah, you're going to pay.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive.
And it already went up. It went up like 50%.
I know my house went up about 40% this past year. And that's what I'm hearing from pretty much everybody.
Yeah, so did mine. I was like, and I had just refinanced, so I was like all thrilled. You know, it's like, oh man, it's down to, you know, what I was paying rent for. You know, I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And not anymore.
Yeah, that's been a real surprise for a lot of customers. So,
yeah.
So, and what happens with when you do your repair request, and usually your contract, you have 10 days to have the house inspected and then present a repair list. And there's so many days after that to settle the repair list. The appraisal is outside that. So the appraiser is going to come in with things that they've noticed. And we talked earlier about roofs. Well, one of the things I would tell a seller, you had the roof recently replaced, but you still have the yellow stains on the roof. Paint it. Make that a non-obvious.
You mean on the ceiling?
On the ceiling, yeah.
Yes.
Make sure the ceiling is painted. Because an appraiser is going to walk in and look, there's water stains.
And he's going to dock it.
And he's going to dock it, and he's going to come back out. And it's going to cost the buyer money because they charge a second
And let
trip.
Me tell you what's going on right now, because it's so chaotic, is it's taken a long time to get our appraisals in.
Oh, yes.
You know, I think they have a requirement. It's like 10 or 15 days. They have to get everything returned. Yeah, it's not that way anymore.
No. Yeah, we're lucky 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and if they have to go back for a reinspection,
yeah.
Betty just got a reinspection, and they said they would go out by the end of May. It was May 31st.
Oh, wow.
It's like, no, we close. It was supposed to close this Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and for a reinspection. So we don't like reinspections, and appraisers do not like reinspections. So... Please have the house tidy because it is so hard right now to get them out there. And if there is a reinspection that's going to take place, it may delay closing for quite a while.
Well, what Kurt and I were talking about previously before we got back on air is that there was a change with the Dodd-Frank rule back in 2010. After the crash, they rewrote some rules. It once upon a time, anybody in the real estate profession could call up the appraiser and ask them questions, grill them about what the decisions they've made. Well, that turned out to be a problem because there was some arm twisting back in the day. So now they opened up appraisal management companies, AMCs, nothing to do with the theaters, but AMCs that act as an intermediary between the lender and the appraiser. So we never talked to the appraiser. We talked
to a
representative.
So an arm's length transaction.
And so
when it comes to you guys with your appraisers.
Well, what the appraisal management company goes, it puts out an order. We have an appraisal at this address. We need an FHA appraiser. How fast you can do it? And the appraisers now feel that they can just turn them down.
And they do.
And you have to find another and another and another person. And so that's what's dragging out a lot of the appraisals as well.
Like duplex, it took forever to find somebody who wanted to do it.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
They didn't want to do a duplex.
Well, it's some probably out of their area purview, or they can make faster money.
So, exactly. Mm-hmm. They can make faster money. So, yeah, it kind of goes into the computer system, and they get to pick what they want.
Exactly.
And if yours doesn't get picked, it's frustrating.
and it's, the problem is you have a listing agent that's ready to go, a buyer that's ready to go.
Yeah, and then you have an agent like me then is calling the lender going, what is going on?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, so we get those calls.
Why are you delaying this process? And you're going, well, it's not. Yeah. It's still in the computer. No one's picked it. And you're going, what? It's not a popularity contest. Oh, yeah. This is a job that needs to be done. Come on.
And you would think people are hungry out there, but right now there's few appraisals. It's just like the inventory.
Yes.
There's only so many appraisers, so many hours in the day to get their job done. I had one that showed up last night at 9 o'clock. He did the inspection on the 27th, but it took him that long to get the paperwork over to us and through to the appraisal management and then to us. And then it was still $45,000 low. So we're seeing that, too. The appraisers are behind the curve because they're looking at the past 6 months of transactions. And as you talked about, we're increasing between 11 and 16%. Yeah. So they're behind the curve, so they can only do what's actually happened. But the market's ahead of the appraisers. So you're going to have low appraisals these days. Just something we're going to have to work through.
Are there any other things that they look at? Because back in the day, I remember that you couldn't have holes in the screen. And windows have to open and shut.
Well, the windows is interesting. You were talking about older homes. It has to be large enough for a body to get through, particularly in a bedroom. I have one now that's a VA that has burglar bars on the windows. And in bedrooms, they want you to have two exits, either door or window is usually, or a second door out of the room. So they had to take the burglar bars off. So that's one thing. Screens are not really as big a deal. Fog windows are not as big a deal anymore, but functional windows.
But they definitely always put them down.
They do, but
the appraisers.
If they can't find anything else, they usually will check that box. So that
that irritates me.
Yes, exactly. So you have a bunch wrong, and there's a fog window. They'll sometimes miss it.
Let me explain something. If something's wrong, I want them to document it. Right. But once the appraiser, it's one thing when the home inspector goes through it, but when the appraiser documents it, it's got to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an option.
Exactly. And that's why it's outside your inspection.
The man
period.
Has spoken. And so.
Well, there's ladies out there too. Now, let's be fair. There's some ladies out there too.
Well, I mean that,
as in the man, the big guy. Yeah.
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 And so, once it's written on that piece of paper, it's not an option anymore. It's got to be done. And then we have to have him go back out there, which is costing you money as the buyer. The buyer has to pay for that reinspection. And as it is, I am shocked to see what they are even charging today.
Oh, yeah. So the minimum I'm seeing is $150 to go out. And you've already paid between $500
and $500. No, I'm just for the appraiser.
Oh, yeah,
just, the appraisers. It used to be about $400.
Now the cheapest one I've got is a VA appraisal. The cheapest one I can find is $500. That's the cheapest.
Yeah, that
is
cheap.
It goes all the way up to six for FHA.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
It is a crazy business, but you've got the safety experts, so they're looking for safety.
Correct.
So make sure that you can get in and out of particularly bedrooms. And then also you're looking at wood rot for VA. So if you walk up to the steps and you see rotten steps or rotten wood along the house, you know you got trouble.
Yes. And he said wood rot. So it's not so much that it's termite damage. It's just water damage. But we have to have it smooth. So when you're thinking of putting your house on the market, walk around your house. And if you see, we get it a lot around the garage. Yeah. It's like at the bottom of the garage, that wood right there on both sides.
Yeah.
Just frame. Cut it out, replace it, and paint it.
Yeah, the key is paint it.
Yes.
On the cut ends, if they're not painted, it'll be like a sponge. It'll pull that water in and it'll
rot
over
time. Yeah, you want to seal it. It's important to seal it.
Painting and sealing is the key.
Mm-hmm. And that painting does that. So, you want to make sure that if you're ahead of the game, and that's why I'm all for, every so many years you get a home inspection on your house. That maintenance is when you go to sell at the end, you will call and thank me. You really will.
There's a ton of great resources online with maintenance checklists for homeowners. Simple things like cleaning your dryer vents and painting your siding once in a while, caulking windows and doors and all kinds of easy things like that are easy to do once in a while and will save you lots of money in the long run.
And we're going to talk more about that checklist when we come back, because that's important. We're going to talk some safety things to look at when we're walking through homes. So stay with us. We got great information for you today here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
That's right. It's all right here. So Anita, Carl, and Kurt will be back. You still have time to give Give us a call if you have any real estate questions, any real estate question at all, 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Welcome back on this Cinco de Mayo. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we are here with Carl Parnell, is in the house from Homeowners Financial Group, and Kurt Stein from HouseScanFL.com. It's real simple. Great inspection company. And, you know, a few weeks ago we had Sally. She never sent me that home inspection. I was bummed to review. She wanted me to review it.
And, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, she didn't send it to me. I was kind of bummed. I wanted to see if I could help her out with that because I know it's frustrating when things don't go as planned and stuff. But home inspections are very important. And of course, you guys don't catch everything. You guys
try
to. You guys do. I mean, you guys do your best, but you guys can't move things, and you can't. Sure. You know, there's certain things you guys
can't see behind the walls. We can't look underground. All that.
Yeah.
Typical
they
stuff.
They don't have the Superman powers of looking through pipes and
We have infrared cameras, but yes. We don't have X-ray vision.
Yes. So,
a little bit different.
A little bit different, yeah. But you
Anita
guys
told me you did. What happened?
We cut back.
You cut back. Okay.
Yes. But what are some safety things that are real important? You know, like when we're going through the house, you know, obviously they need to have the smoke detectors.
Sure. So there's a lot of potential safety issues that could come up in a home inspection. What we try to do is focus on the big stuff, right? There's going to be a bunch of, you know, little things that might only cost a few bucks to repair, or that might more so be informational items that might never get addressed, but you might just want to be aware of it when you're purchasing the house. The things that we really kind of raise that red flag on are going to be major electrical issues. So aluminum wiring is going to be an issue with pretty much any insurance company.
Sure.
If it's not addressed, it will be a increased fire risk. Certain electric panels also will be an increased fire risk. You have cloth wiring, yeah. Old
and a
old
lot of times
wiring.
with that wiring, it's not like it's to today's standards. I guess it's not good, but
right.
That house has been standing for, you know,
exactly.
Forever. So it's worked. And what ends up being the problem with those is usually when you commingle today's, somebody may update part of the electrical, and then you have commingled wiring with old and new, and that's where a safety issue can really happen, is my understanding, where it could start a fire.
It could. Electrical is a very complex area of the home inspection, but yeah, it's what we try to call out is those big items, the items that the insurance companies are going to take issue with. Again, aluminum wiring, old cloth wiring. I think you are right in the sense that if it's not touched, if it's been sitting there for years and years and years, it's probably okay.
Right.
When people do start taking receptacles out and swapping them out, and you bend those wires, and that's when you kind of get some additional deterioration.
No, you should update it no matter what.
Sure.
You know, just because it's old doesn't mean it's not good.
Sure. Back to your original question about safety. So with a common misconception with home inspections is that we get asked all the time, hey, is this house up to code, right? Home inspections, it's really different than looking at code. So code is the government's way to build to have somebody build a house to certain standards that are deemed safe nowadays. A lot of houses back in the day, just, you know, they're not going to be up to today's code. But we're going to call out items that we feel are an increased safety risk, or that, you know, could be what we call a material defect of the house. So we'll call out a bunch of things, like I said, that might be considered a safety risk, but a lot of them are more so just informational. For example, Carl brought up earlier 2 points of egress for a bedroom.
Yes.
If there's a lot of older houses with windows that are either undersized or they're too high off the ground. And so we're going to call it out as an informational, hey, your house, you know, this bedroom doesn't meet current egress standards. However, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to pull out the window, replace the window frame, and put a new window in. A lot of times people are very comfortable buying that house and knowing that, hey, the egress, you know, it might be an issue. If they have children sleeping in that bedroom, they might move the children into a different bedroom, or they might put a little step stool by the windows. So there's ways of going about those issues without necessarily redesigning the entire house or bringing it totally up to standard.
Sure.
So.
Exactly. And one of the number one things that causes fire is lint. Lint, lint, lint.
You're right.
It's like when you move into your house, it's not expensive to have somebody come out and you know, clean out
the dryer vent.
The dryer vent area. And I always like to have my vents in the house cleaned out as mm-hmm. well. And it may have gone up since the last time I looked, but it was about $80 to have that done.
Yep. It's gone up a little bit. I have a good friend that does dryer vent cleaning, and he's right about $110, $120.
Okay.
There are companies that are higher, $150, $160.
That's too much money.
Yeah. It's what I'm going to say is that it's very important to get your dryer vent cleaned at least every couple of years. Most people just don't do it, period. Most people forget about it. I know I've been guilty of it at times, but it's very important. If you run a load of laundry and it's taking forever to dry, then it's time to get your dryer vent cleaned. And you can go buy a little kit at the store, but it's, you know, by the time you go to the store, buy the kit, figure out how it works, spend the 2 or 3 hours trying to figure out how to do it yourself.
If you have a wet dry vac, you can do it yourself too.
Yeah.
You just go on YouTube.
Yep. And it depends on I would say that the $100, $120
it's so worth
money
to have,
well spent to do
I'm
it every
all
couple
about
of
having
years.
Professionals come in, you know.
I might
have cut a sweat or something. So
see, my dryer is closer to the inside of the house, and so it goes up the wall,
right,
through the attic, out the wall, where you have other construction types where it's right there at the garage and goes right through the garage.
That's
wall.
Easy. Yep.
That's super easy. Mine, I have to pay because it's a little more difficult. So just look where your vent's coming out of the home.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
And then mine goes up two stories onto a two-story roof, out through the roof. So I get charged
tell you,
a little bit more.
If you live in a condominium, you need to listen up.
Yeah.
Because then it's real hazardous. Because do it every year, and your HOA should be encouraging everybody, because if there's that one person who's not doing it, that can cause a fire for that whole building. And so they usually, condominium complexes will normally put out some type of email to the people to remind them to get this done. It's crucial, and it's so cheap. I used to get it done. And a lot of times you can see, if you go out on your building and you look up at those vents, you can see when they're all clogged up.
Exactly.
And that's when, you know, I would knock on somebody's door. I lived in a condo, so it's like Wolf Creek. I love Wolf Creek because they stay on top of everything over there. And they were pretty adamant about telling people, no, they'll knock on your door and tell you, you need to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could see it outside. It's clogged up. So,
And one additional just quick comment on that is there's some dryer vent cleaning companies out there that won't get on the roof and they won't clear out the actual hood on the roof. Very, very important, because if you clean out the whole duct but you don't clean out the end, it might be totally caked up there and you're not really doing much at all.
The thing I want to mention quick, because we're almost out of time, is recessed lighting. If you have old recessed lighting, you might want to have an inspector come out and take a look and make sure, because some of those will start a fire if they're contacted with insulation.
Exactly.
So very important if you have older home with older recessed lighting. And so it's always good to have that checked if you've purchased a home that has the older style, because we've got that up in the attic. And so you got to be real careful with that. That's another safety issue.
Yep. And on those recessed lights, there should be labeling. So if you get up in the attic and you're taking a look at it, there should be labeling on there that tells you exactly how far the insulation needs to be away. And if it's not, you're absolutely right. It could be a increased fire hazard.
Yes, so you want to get those things. And another money-saving thing is making sure that your controller for your AC and everything in the house is properly located, you know, that's not next to any type of heat or your TV or things of that nature. So good show, guys. Thank you so much. And Kurt, it was great to see you.
Good to see you too. Yeah. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Yeah, and a lot of great info.
Yes. Good
stuff.
And
we had those great winners.
We had great winners, and so I'll be sending you guys a surprise.
So happy Cinco de Mayo. Be safe.
All right.
Yes. Be safe.
Right. Have a good night, guys.
Godspeed.